Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to get the latest in Hollywood gossip right now with the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg and Dana here. Time for Dana's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love. You can share the love and cash by referring as many people as you want in August during their Refer a Friend program at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Okay, so what's going on? What happened this weekend, Dina?
All right. Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, recently gave an interview with The Mail where he said their sons, Jaden and Sean, haven't seen Britney in months and purposefully chose to skip her wedding.
Oh.
So that they purposely chose to skip her wedding. Not that they weren't invited, not that they couldn't make it.
Just didn't want to go.
Right. So Kevin seemed to suggest the boys are a little embarrassed of their mom for things like her naked Instagram post. And he also seemed to be in favor of Britney's conservatorship, saying her father Jamie saved her and called him a really caring man.
Wow. Her boys must be a little bit older now, obviously.
They're teenagers. Yeah.
Yeah. They grow up fast.
But Britney and Sam, they were quick to hit back. And Britney said she was sad that Kevin decided to discuss their relationship and that raising teenage boys is never easy for anyone. Sam said it was an irresponsible interview and thought that maybe the tough part of being teenage boys was having a father who hasn't worked much in over 15 years as a role model.
That's what I'm thinking. He's probably looking for any publicity that he can get. And he knows this is the way to do it.
Because
obviously he's been off the Hollywood map for a long time.
He has. And like Sam said, his gravy train's going to end soon, you know, with Jamie, who's been giving him all this money all along. So, Jewel took to social media to let fans know she is okay after one of her tour buses caught on fire this weekend.
What?
Yes.
Somebody saved Jewel, though. She's okay, right?
She's fine.
She's all good.
She said we had a full bus fire.
Oh,
nobody
wow.
was hurt. It happened on an off day in the parking lot of a hotel, and the fire department came. She said we saved the vintage guitar. All's end that ends well, but wow.
Well, she is so hot.
That she set the
buses
on fire, really?
Fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, well, thankfully.
Beautiful woman.
The fire department took care of it. Don't know if it was all with water or if they sprayed some kitty litter on it. Because, you know, sometimes litter is good for things like that. I don't know. With a bus fire, how would you do that?
There's a working word.
Yeah.
That I gave you on International Cat Day.
Where else was I supposed to put that?
Litter.
Yes, litter. Anne Heche. Actress Anne Heche involved in a single car accident on Friday and witnesses say she crashed the car she was driving into the garage of an apartment complex, but backed out and sped off when residents tried to get her out of the car. And then she crashed into another home that started a significant fire that engulfed the house. So Anne was reportedly badly burned in this accident.
Yeah, it took like firefighters like an hour, I heard.
Over 60 firefighters, more than an hour to put the fire out and rescue her from her car.
How horrible is that story? That she luckily
it's
no
terrible.
One else was hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible that Anne Heche is hurt like she is.
But yeah.
Yeah,
she's still
could have been worse.
She's still in critical condition, but hopefully she's going to pull through this all right. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice and her fiancé got married on Saturday in front of over 200 friends and family. And, of course, the guest list did include some of her co-stars like Jennifer, Dolores, Jackie, Margaret. But from what we hear, there were a few people missing. Her brother, Joe, and his wife, Melissa. and Real Housewife alum Dina Manzo, who was previously announced to be a bridesmaid. So I don't know what the falling out was with her and Dina, but I do know that there's talk of her brother Joe and Melissa boycotting the wedding over a big fight they had just a couple weeks ago with the reunion.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see. I thought they just wanted to get out of giving a wedding gift, right? Because if you don't go, you don't have to get a wedding gift, right? Isn't that the rule?
Right. And of course, none of this is going to be televised. Just kidding. Of course it's going to be televised. They're going to televise the whole thing and hopefully include all that drama with Joe and Melissa.
But we have to wait because they have to edit the show, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, we're going to have to be a little patient for that.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Dina's got your Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love. Share the love and cash by referring as many people as you want in August during their awesome Refer a Friend program at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. All right, so give us more details. What do you have?
All right, so don't panic. I mean, just married and already apart doesn't mean that they've broken up. What I'm saying is Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are on different continents so soon after their wedding. He's back in Los Angeles, and she stayed in Europe after their honeymoon so they could do different projects. And apparently, you know, according to a source, the one thing that makes their relationship so unique is they do know more than anyone else the demands that come with doing what they do. And they actually believe spending time apart from each other makes them stronger.
But that breaks up a lot of relationships in mm-hmm. Hollywood, although they could use that as an excuse, too.
True.
Yeah.
True. But, you know, they're making money, so that's good.
And they just got together.
They did.
So, yeah.
Again, after 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Doja Cat, singer Doja Cat, shaved her head and eyebrows in front of her 24 million followers during an Instagram Live.
Did she do it for a good cause?
Nope.
Nope.
She just, for her own self-esteem, I guess. She said, I feel like I was never supposed to have hair. I don't like having hair. So she just did it, you know. She also said getting dressed up and putting on a wig might end up being more of a hassle than it's worth, especially when she's just trying to go about her day. But she said she just feels exhausted with things like this. And wearing wigs, just getting tacky and, like, not tacky in terms of, like, oh, my gosh, that's tacky.
Right.
But in terms of, like, it's sticky on your head. So
yeah.
She said she can't believe it took her this long to be, like, just shave your head.
It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling. I got one. And let me tell you, just razor it. You don't have to go get your hair cut at all. You just do it yourself.
And her fans love it. They said she looks very beautiful. It actually fits her so well.
That's good.
Top Gun Maverick continues to make history. It has now passed Titanic to rise to sixth in domestic box office dollars at $662 million. Plus becoming Paramount's biggest film ever.
When's it going to come to my TV, though? I'm too lazy to go to the theater to see it.
Gotta wait a while. It's brought in over $1 billion worldwide.
Wow.
It could pass Avengers Infinity War, which made $678 million. So it's just about, like, you know, a little over, what, 10, 12, 15 million away?
I'm guessing it will because it's just kind of recent,
yeah.
The release.
Got a ways to go to beat Star Wars The Force Awakens, though. That brought in $936 million.
Come on, Tom. Try harder next time.
Allison Hannigan, you know her from How I Met Your Mother, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and American Pie. Well, she has a famous house, too. Her house might be more famous than she is. She just sold her home, but
okay.
We're finding out about it that it was actually one of the filming spots for This Is Us.
Oh.
Yeah, the show This Is Us, it was used as the home that Mandy Moore's character told Justin Hartley's character to build in memory of the father who had passed. So the fancy house. But it was also used in Fun with Dick and Jane, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Fractured, even a Super Bowl commercial.
Was it the interior, too?
Yeah, the interior was used.
A lot of times, you know, just the outside of that. That's awesome. Can you imagine just sitting on your couch watching This Is Us, and the couch is where it was filmed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would just be surreal, wouldn't it?
If I were the owner, though, I'd be like, excuse me, you're getting crumbs?
Yes.
Please be careful.
Yeah, they did what over here in this corner?
And finally, geez, not all celebrity weddings have the fairy tale endings. Nicola Peltz, the new wife of Brooklyn Beckham, is apparently not getting along with her mother-in-law, Victoria Beckham. And this goes way back before the wedding. I guess she didn't want her mother-in-law to be involved in the planning of it. And that set things off into a very bad path. And there's a wedge between the two of them.
Oh, so this is not us.
No, this is not us.
No.
Yes, just to show you, not all celebrity lifestyles are glamorous all the time. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40 right now. Find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood, because I know there's a lot of buzz going around about a bunch of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you get $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love when you share the love and cash by referring as many people as you want in August during their Refer a Friend program at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. All right, so what's up?
All right, what a weekend in Hollywood. You know, covered in 640 and 740 Dirt, stories about Anne Heche's car accident and Doja Cat shaving her head.
Right.
And now here's some more weirdness from the weekend. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson splitting up after 9 months together.
Who didn't see this coming? I mean, I think it still was a publicity stunt.
I think so, too.
I really do, because they both had their situations elevated, you know, their stardom elevated during this time.
Let me say that I think it was a publicity stunt on her part. I mean, he branded her name on him. Her name is branded, not even a tattoo, it's branded into his skin. So that kind of surprised me that he did that.
Boy, it's taking it really far.
I know.
Like cattle?
Yes.
My gosh.
So,
where do people do this? Like, is there a service? I never knew you could. There's like a, I know tattoo joints, but
I don't know.
And branding spot.
Pete did it. So, anyway, sources are saying just too much going on in their lives. He's filming in Australia. Kim's working all over the world. Also, age. He's 28. She's 41. He's impulsive, wants her to kind of like fly out at a moment's notice, but she's got four kids. So, and she did try to fly out to see him after they'd been apart for a while, but just not enough to keep this relationship going. It has nothing to do with Kanye, who's, you know, still working with her on co-parenting, but mm-hmm. they are still getting divorced. He actually just lost his fifth divorce lawyer, so he's got to find another one.
I can't believe how long this has been dragged out.
But
like, it's been years and years.
Doesn't it feel like their divorce process has actually gone on longer than Kim and Pete's relationship?
Yes, it does.
And it might have been.
It was a pizza relationship. 9 months is a long time. You know, somebody probably hooked up with somebody on a set somewhere.
I don't know.
That's what I think.
Well, speaking of those Kardashians, former couple Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson welcomed the birth of their newborn son by a surrogate on Friday.
Good for them.
Yes, and from what we hear, Khloe also broke up with her most recent boyfriend, that equity investor that she'd been seeing for about 2 months. Source said it does not mean she's getting back together with Tristan the cheater. And we'll tell you more about the little baby boy when we find out the details.
Pete Davidson's available, though.
He sure is. iCarly and Sam and Cat star Jeanette McCurdy's got her new memoir out now, finally. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died. She actually had a show that she ran with that same title.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, her mom did not get along.
Wow, I guess not.
Her mom treated her very poorly when she was acting, and she gives details on all that, but now she's also throwing in some details on what really happened on the sets of these shows. Apparently, Nickelodeon offered her $300,000 in hush money so she would keep quiet about some allegations against the show's creator. And she said, no way. So she says that she was told she should never talk about this experience. And I'll bet you when this book comes out tomorrow, we're going to find out a lot of the details.
Wow. I wonder if it's all true, but it makes for a good book.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't been creating for Nickelodeon in a while. He was kind of sort of like, you know, sliced off.
Oh, so maybe, yeah.
I think they are true. And Woody Harrelson's got a doppelganger.
This is awesome.
In the form of a baby in Northern Ireland. So this mom tweeted a side-by-side photo of her daughter Cora and Woody Harrelson in a shot from his movie Zombieland. And she said, okay, but how does our daughter look like Woody Harrelson? He caught wind of the tweet, responded with basically an ode to Cora. He wrote, you're an adorable child, flattered to be compared. You have a wonderful smile. I just wish I had your hair.
Oh, a rhyme too. I love that.
Yes,
yeah, it's
he
like
wrote
a little nursery
own.
Rhyme. Yeah.
So she said, "It's not every day Woody Harrelson writes your daughter a poem."
That's sweet that he took the time to do that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And that's your Dirt at 8:40. You can get all the reports in the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.